Past the rap and the similes, all these metaphors, punchlines, fancy flows, rhyming double time with a humble mind. I get my ego and attitude from my homies in various competition that tend to brag when I stumble flying.
Drake is a new Drake. He right. hit the gym, he fucked up Meek Mill, and now he got his shit. Huh? Yeah, he grew a beard. You know what I'm saying? He got another tattoo. You know what I'm saying? He's real in these streets now. Drake ain't saying a boot no more.
What?
He ain't about that Degrassi life. He got about that church.
Right.
About that what? Like out that church.
Alright, welcome everybody to another episode of Dead in Hip Hop. Ken. Mr. Ken. I think I'm gonna go by Mr. Ken now.
I like that.
As a story to go with. Well, I ain't gonna get into all that. Anyway, B's here, Mike's here, people wasn't able to make it today. And we're talking about Cudi again. Rob pointed out earlier today that it was the second Cudi combo. For different reasons this time. We'll get into all that, but real quick before we jump into the convo, head over to Patreon. If you like this video, if you like any of our videos, head over to Patreon. You can do a one-time donation or you can become a patron and do monthly donations. So we appreciate the support. Also, if you just want to get a shirt, man, head over to the deadandhiphop.com website and hit the merch tab. You can buy a shirt from there. Shout out to all the Dead and Hip Hop writers, man. At MillFence on Twitter, wrote an article about the very topic we're about to talk about. Mm-hmm. So definitely go check that out. And hit me up like, damn, man, the writer's got everybody mad out there. So check it out, man. He has some choice words for Drake. Speaking of Drake, I see you rolling your eyes. So Drake released the track, Two Birds, One Stone. He did.
Real quick. Go ahead. Okay, so how did this whole thing start? It started from Cudi saying, Kanye don't mess with me no more.
Good
right?
point. And how did it start?
Right.
It's Cudi.
Yeah. Let's get down to the origins of this. Like, didn't Cudi saying, tweeted, Kanye don't mess with me no more. So then.
Kanye and Drake, y'all niggas can't
fuck me. Yeah. So then Kanye went on like a rant at his concert. Right. That was like the next event that happened. And then I don't know why Drake. Why did like Drake get it?
Because Drake was named in the rant.
Yeah,
because
Cudi said something about Drake. You can't fuck with me.
Okay, and then that's when Drake made the two birds, one stone joint.
Well, Drake and
Kanye. Because Kanye is
the writer and producer of that song.
For that song,
I just saw that today.
I saw it a couple days ago, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. So now it's for the plot thickens
for two birds, one stone.
He has a writer credit on that. Which I mean, Drake has ghostwriter, so that's not. People were, or you had some things to say about Cudi, or Drake dissing Cudi, and you didn't find it offensive or wrong that, I saw you going at against a lot of people on Twitter about.
Yeah, because y'all some fucking crybabies, man. I'm tired of this PC fucking culture bullshit.
Yeah.
This shit has been happening for how long? How long has hip-hop been around?
30 plus years.
And there's been beat tracks for how fucking long? And ain't nobody had any problems when Tupac says, that's why I fucked your bitch. Yeah. That's why my fofo makes sure all y'all kids don't grow. Nobody had a problem with that. Yep. Nobody had a problem with Nas calling Jay-Z gay-Z. Yep. Nobody had a problem with any of that. Nobody was calling,
right.
Yeah. Get some of your bitch money or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody had a problem with any of
Jay-Z
that.
Jay-Z talking about skiing on your daughter's seat.
He apologized for that though. Even he retracted that.
What did he say?
He was skiing
on your baby.
It was a super ugly.
Who was he talking about? Oh, this was Nas. Okay.
It was like the beef was already super ugly. Yeah. Ugly it had that
He had some pretty rough lines.
Yeah. Like them two. He took those back. They were so rough he actually retracted those.
Fuck
things.
That. They're already out there. But that's the whole point.
Yeah.
So we've had all these tracks and we've made videos we talk about the best diss tracks.
Right.
And these and the what makes a good diss track? You are disrespectful as fuck.
Character, and you just degrading that character. Like how Ice Cube did on No Vaseline.
There you go.
Like, wouldn't nobody say, Ice Cube, that was just wrong.
That was just wrong. No. And I'm not saying that the song is cool. I'm not saying that it's right for him to be doing this. But what I'm saying is, if all he was talking about was making drive-bys or beating somebody's ass, nobody would cry. But he's talking about Cudi's mental illness and we want to fucking throw a bitch fit?
Right.
Sorry, no. Everybody's jumping on Drake. This is national news. Yep. This is all over CNN,
Huffington Post has an article
Huffington
about it.
Huffington Post, they're like, Drake. This is just wrong.
But isn't that the difference, though? Like, if like, I don't know, like, given all the old, like you said, the No Vaselines, the Ethers, and all that, if something was really going on with that person, do you... It's not wrong at that point.
You're threatening to fight somebody. You're threatening to
afterwards, though, right?
What you mean afterwards?
You're talking about cutting, right?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about in any of these diss tracks. I'm saying if somebody drops a diss track and they're talking about killing somebody, they're talking about getting up with them after a show, fucking them up, all that. Nobody complained.
But I'm saying, like, getting up with somebody, shooting them, fucking them up, but then really that happens. Person just got, but that person, say that person just got an accident and on their deathbed right now.
Didn't Chief Keef do that? Didn't somebody, one of these littles or one of these little mean kids, yeah. didn't somebody die and then they made a track right after?
But that was Troy Ave, but we felt
No. This was like, I think this was like Chief Keef or one of his crew. Somebody got killed. And then they were making tracks about the dude getting killed.
Yeah. I can't think
of everyone thought it was fucking funny.
Yep.
But cool. Kid Cudi goes
to kids though. Like that's like that that's kid listen, shit.
But no. But it wasn't just kids that were like, "Oh man, that's fucked up. He got him."
Okay. I'm talking about specifically like the examples y'all used initially, like the Pox, the Bigs, the Ice Cubes. Like I think say for instance like Biggie, like that's why I fucked your bitch or whatever this thing. But if something was actually going on with them, like serious. It kind of.
You don't think Pac would have said something? If Biggie went, okay. If Biggie had to go and get his tummy tucked or some shit because he was having like serious health problems because being fat,
like gastric bypass.
Yeah. You don't think Pac would have put that in the track in a heartbeat? You're bugging.
Yeah.
Pac would have put that in a track. So
oh, you talking about sickle cell? Oh,
yeah. There you go. Yeah. Right. Prodigy.
So
he popped off first.
Exactly.
Drake should have just came back and said, "You started it."
Right. He popped off, but he probably popped off because he had some mental shit going on.
And then if Drake didn't say anything, what would y'all be saying there? Oh, Drake a punk. Drake a punk.
But nobody knew
because
that
he's hype off beating Meek Mill.
Yep.
This is the new era of Drake. Drake decimated Meek Mill, so now Drake thinks he can beat everybody. Say again?
Why didn't say that to Joe Budden?
Because he thinks that Joe Budden is like a little yappy dog. That's not gonna get him nowhere. And plus, he had no personal relationship with Joe Budden. Yes, because he had a personal relationship with Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi came out. I'm not defending Drake. Let's make that very clear. Before anybody, I'm just looking at this from Drake's standpoint. He had a personal relationship with Cudi. Cudi came out his face and said something on Twitter about Drake. What is the MC thing to do? You jump in a booth and you record a track. Now, listening to that track, are we even sure that he was even talking about, like, you stay Zanned up and perks? Okay, fine.
Is he crazy now? Something about crazy. Is you crazy?
He said something about the moon and stuff like that.
He said, you used to be the man on the moon, now you're going through phases.
Oh, yeah, that's
which good. I know it's cutty. Okay. What I'm saying is, for the record, I think that's a dope line. Yeah. Outside of that, I don't think that is necessarily him jabbing at his mental illness. Now, the perked and zanned up thing, fine. This is what rappers do. Now, if you want to cry about this, then I want to hear you cry next time somebody is threatening to shoot somebody because that shit really happens. Yeah, Kid Cudi might kill himself, but Chief Keef and his homies might kill somebody else too.
I understand what you're saying. And when it comes to dissing somebody, in this culture of hip hop, nothing is off limits.
Yes.
My take on this whole situation is that when I first heard about it, I'm like, Drake is such a fucking bully, it seems. And no, listen, it seemed like...
It's also kind of weak.
Are you kidding me?
It's also kind of weak.
Go ahead, let me get
in the sense that you're trying to take it. A person checks himself into rehab, and now all of a sudden you're going to come out with a diss track. Why did you say
he just dissed him? It's like
a year ago. But that was before he entered into rehab.
Not much
not that much longer. It was like a week or two.
His shit was just fucked up in his head. He could have had a chemical imbalance. He just went online and just popped off.
Drake can't win in this situation. And again, it's, you know, some shit's fucked up if I'm defending Drake.
For people that didn't see Kid Cudi's tweets, though, what did he say?
He said
he responded.
Is that what he said?
What?
He said, I'll fuck you up as well. Like,
I'm gonna get out soon.
Say it to my face. Now, here's the
thing.
That
shit was funny.
No, but here's the thing. Now, nobody complained about that. And that's where I kind of have an issue. So how about when the whole thing started, Cudi is the one who got on Twitter.
Cudi started it. I agree.
Yeah. Right.
And now, that's what people be forgetting about when Drake be clapping at people, because Meek Mill started the shit.
Meek Mill started
exactly.
The shit. Yeah.
And Drake responded on Instagram. It was on the Shade Room. He said that.
Yeah. On the Shade Room. Hey. What happened?
He said that. He said, "Mans be popping off. He shouldn't have said something. Something along those lines."
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did Drake needs to keep his name out my mouth.
Yeah. So basically, it's going back to what Rob was saying. Drake is basically saying that, yo, like, these niggas be starting this shit.
Right.
I'm just defending myself. My thing is like, Cudi. And he, okay, let me take that back a little bit. Let me wind it back just a little bit.
No, wait.
Okay, go ahead and say what.
Cudi said, say it to my face, pussy. You think it's a game? I want to see you say it to my face. I'll be out soon, promise.
Yo, your ass shouldn't even be on. You shouldn't even be on social networking right now.
Like rehab. That shit got Wi-Fi. Y'all
was like, why rehab got Wi-Fi?
I cried.
I just thought that I'll be out soon. When he said that, that shit was so fucking funny to me. Let me rewind it back a little bit. Because Cudi, I mean, they did say that Drake said something to Cudi in one of his tours in Summer 16.
Okay.
Something about Cut It. It was like the OT Genesis song Cut It. Mm-hmm. But he changed Cut It to Cudi. So something like that. So there was some line in that he responded.
Why?
Which I think was probably before he went into rehab. So right. I guess he did say something, which was right after I think Kanye said something. Mm. You know, so at this point, they know that he's mentally stable. And they replied. But now that he's mentally unstable, like he's unfit. The dude's in rehab. And you wanna take a shot at that?
I cannot believe I'm hearing this from you.
So it's like
Mr. Old School Timberlands.
That just seems so weak to me.
And long shorts hip hop. You over here talking about how somebody should not. And again, I'm not saying that this is cool. I don't think any of this beef shit is cool. I think it's all whack and it's all lame as fuck, which is the point that people seem to miss.
Right.
They seem to think that I'm saying that it's cool that Drake said this. I don't think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't think is cool also are these people crying about it, but then bigging up when somebody says something else.
No, I get that.
That was my only
thing. Yeah, like you're okay with them saying that I'll kill you, but take your fucking life. But you're not okay with somebody else potentially, yeah.
With them being, you're in rehab.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It's still it's fucked up.
The timing of it is.
I think the timing is fucked up. I think it's weak of Drake to come out and attack this guy, knowing that he's in rehab. That's some weak ass shit to me, dog.
It's like the Troy Ave thing in a sense, but not as
we just had a conversation about mental health, and he's attacking his mental health.
I agree.
That's fucked up.
Then y'all should be saying it's fucked up when somebody comes out and says, I'ma kill you, I'ma rape your sister, I'ma shoot all your fucking grandkids, I'ma do all that. Y'all should be then saying that's fucked up.
The only way, but I would say it's fucked up if you know that person's sister got raped or she's going through some shit.
So she knows. Okay, so she has to get raped before you can. No.
No, I'm saying if you know that, like you know that and you're using that. It's like, yo, you know that's a sensitive topic.
It's always a sensitive topic. Rape should be not always a sensitive topic. So if I come out and say, I'm going to rape you, if I come out and say, I'm going to rape your daughter or your mother.
Regardless if she got raped
or not. Regardless if she got raped or not, that shit should be taken seriously.
I agree.
But if you agree with, but if somebody
says,
I don't agree.
Society is evolving.
I don't agree with that. Now, if you know, I do, the same rules still apply. Like, if you know that my mother or daughter or whatever got raped and you use that against me, I think that's a little fucked up.
If we got into a beef with some other YouTubers,
right,
and they said, man, fuck Modest Media, I'll rape his daughter, you're gonna be like, that's hip hop. Or you're gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna put this motherfucking camera down and show you what Pensacola do. Which one is it? You're gonna be hot.
Okay.
You're not.
I'm trying to think this through.
There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell. I buy that you're not gonna take that shit seriously.
This is somebody I don't know. Okay. It's not gonna matter to me one way or another.
It matters to me more.
But they know each other.
Right. You know me. Right. Like if it's somebody that you if I know,
makes it worse.
Say if it was like Anthony Fantano or somebody.
Right.
I don't know him like that, but he knows of me.
Yeah.
And he says some shit like that to me. Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna be at his door. Right?
Yeah, dog.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I was saying on Twitter. I'm like, okay, I got all kinds of mental problems. You can make fun of all of them. I don't fucking care. You can call me skinny, anorectic. You can call me a bitch, an F-A-G-G-O-T. I don't give a fuck about any of that. If somebody goes on Twitter or anything else and says, you know what, man, fuck Mike, I'll rape his sister. Okay.
And if you come,
I'm not a violent person, right. But if I see you, I don't care if you're bigger than me. I'll throw a brick at you. In some way, shape, or form. One of us is leaving hurt.
It's more of a conversation because Cuddy just checked himself into rehab for suicidal tendencies. And, you know, I totally understand, like, what you're saying, Mike, and I get it. My stance is that I just think it's just weak of...
Was weak.
Yeah, it's just kind of weak of Drake to be like, to do that. Like, I don't know, man. It just seemed like a weak-ass move to me.
So if he just dissed him, it would have been fine.
A simple diss would have been fine.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. I don't believe the Twitter populace. Yeah. I think no matter what Drake did in that situation, he would have lost. If he didn't say anything, y'all want to call him a pussy. Mm-hmm. If he does say something, y'all want to call him a bully. This is the first time in history where I've ever looked at Drake and been like, bro, I feel bad for you because you can't win.
I agree with that sentiment. I do believe that if he would have just made a diss track, period, people would have been like, oh, come on, man. Dude's in fucking rehab.
Right.
Why are you attacking that man? He probably can't even fucking take it. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
But you out here tweeting how much you gonna fuck somebody up, though.
When I get out, I promise.
And they're like, oh, because I said, I was like, oh, y'all cool with implied threats of violence, but somebody says, yeah, oh, they make it fun of your mental health, y'all want to cry.
Right. Where's the threats of violence?
Because that person, what the fuck you think?
That person is currently.
Yeah, my mama said, "Yo, mama, no, they want to fight. Get the fuck out of here."
And considering Cuddy, we don't know. Like Cuddy could, his mental mind state, we don't know where he at.
No, Cuddy gets busy.
So Cuddy could probably come out and really just fuck him up.
And guess what?
That's what you get for messing with somebody that got mental issues. You don't know what the fuck they're capable of.
When did Cuddy talk reckless? Was it before he went in or after?
Before. And then he said something after.
That's what I'm saying, Rod. That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't like he said it and then it was like four weeks later he went to rehab. It was like, what, 2 weeks?
He said it. Drake never, there's always a gap.
Before he went into rehab.
I think now you can have an immediate response. Back in the day, of course, there was tend to be a gap.
Right.
Cuddy said something. Kanye didn't waste any time.
But Kanye didn't put out a track either. Drake did a track, so we had to go
Kanye
find
Kanye don't
it.
Have to put out a track.
Of course.
His concert is
you're right.
Right.
That's what he you're right. That's what you're right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Drake,
on the other hand, he wanted to do a track, so that takes preparation. You had to go find writers. PayPal fees take time to clear. You know what I'm saying? It took him a minute to get all this shit done.
But he had ample enough time to respond after the tweet. Drake has plenty of money. Maybe Drake saw it and was like,
oh, okay.
But he waited
started calling the writers.
Checked in the rehab and at his most vulnerable point to attack.
Oh my God.
That's weak as hell. Y'all not seeing this shit.
I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
I'm not talking about that. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I'm talking about the fact that he waited until Cuddy was in a vulnerable state to attack.
Look, I'm still sensitive to mental health.
Right.
And again, I'm not saying the track was cool. I'm not saying what he said was cool. I'm just saying this fake outrage and this hypocritical bullshit in hip-hop needs to stop.
Where we had content like this.
We've had content worse than
for
this.
For decades.
Within the last year, and everyone was cool with it. And like,
no one was cool with the Troy Ave thing.
Yeah, we called Troy Ave out on his bullshit.
And that was the difference. That's why I keep saying that's the difference between just regular disses.
But the difference was somebody was dead. K
Capital Steez had nothing to do with Troy Ave. Troy Ave was using Capital Steez to get at Joey.
And that shit,
that in my opinion, is some bitch shit.
Right.
Drake is going directly at Cudi.
Someone that went at him.
Right. Yes, yeah, somebody that came at him first.
Yeah.
Then you went into the booth, like you're supposed to as a rapper, and said some disrespectful shit, like all of our greats have done.
Yeah.
Why are we crying about this? I think, again, the
Why are we crying about this, Ken?
Yeah, Ken, why are you crying about this?
I'm kind of sitting here thinking, let's take this outside of hip-hop, like maybe to, like, I don't know, high school or some shit. And two people get into it, and they start, like, fighting, and they knew that motherfucker had, like, mental health issues and shit like that.
That's why you're crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you see where I'm going? Absolutely. So I don't know, man. It's complicated. I'll just say
that. Yeah, it's like you don't hit a handy. Everybody knows you don't hit a handicapped person.
But if a handicapped person hit you, like,
right, I'm hitting them back.
You hit a handicapped person? No. Yeah, I don't think I would. Like, you're like, you know what, man? Chill, dog. Cause I beat your ass. Like, for real, stop.
Okay, my stance is, I was talking to NASA about this. If you say some shit about somebody, you should be prepared to throw hands. Right. Period. Yeah. Now, I don't want it to get to that point, but I understand if it does. When the Troy Ave and Joey Badass shit happened, I said, if Troy Ave gets fucked up, as anti-violent as I am, you deserve that ass whooping. Mm-hmm. Now, if Cudi goes on Twitter and says, y'all can't fuck with me, blah, 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 he sees Drake out one day, and Drake says, oh, I heard you saying shit about people. And not Cudi clean. Don't say anything if you're not prepared to throw hands. Period. I'm not cool with any of this shit. I think it's all stupid. I'd rather just have songs. I almost wish Twitter didn't fucking exist.
In times like this.
We, as hip-hop fans, we are used to this. We're used to people taking low blows.
Yeah, I agree.
And it sounds to me like this is a bunch of outsiders who are walking in saying this is wrong. Fuck you. Don't listen to it. Yeah, some of us in hip-hop do think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. But I'm not going to cry about it because I didn't cry when so-and-so threatened to shoot somebody. I didn't cry when so-and-so threatened to rape somebody. I didn't cry when so-and-so threatened to fight somebody and actually fought them and beat their ass on camera, game. Right. No one cried about that. That video got shared how many fucking times? Of a man getting his ass whooped. And what was the end conversation?
Game ain't nothing to fuck with.
Game real.
Was fucked up what he did in hitting that dude on and recording that shit, but it still highlighted that Game is not a motherfucker to fuck with.
So why can't this highlight that Drake ain't a dude to fuck
with? Really?
I'm saying. This is a double standard.
I just thought it was weak.
What if Gucci said this about Kid Cudi? I bet everybody'd laugh. I bet you.
I still think it's weak.
You might too. But I bet you $1 million. Okay, so. Everybody else would be like, that's
Guap crazy.
Guap
burr.
Y'all would think it was funny.
So that's interesting. So I think maybe it is the messenger.
That's what I've been saying. Y'all only saying this shit because it's Drake. If it was anybody else, y'all be cool with it. Like, man, Guap crazy as hell.
Yep.
Crazy.
I think people expect more out of Drake.
Right. That's the point, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Drake is a rapper. Y'all complained before when he didn't reply. Now he replies, and y'all, I'm just tired of this shit, man.
Like, I'm happy he replied. I just think he just replied
at a bad time.
At a moment that benefits him the most.
One thing I can say, Kid Cudi did kind of bring it on himself.
Right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, he brought it himself. I mean, he said something about Drake first. And that's what I was saying earlier, if you remember. I was just, you know, playing both sides.
Most people that go at Drake, they always start it.
That's what I was saying in the beginning. Like, that's what people forget. Like, yo.
Why people going over.
So don't be mad when he says
something. Right, that's what I'm saying. Why people going.
That's my point, too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, why people going flipping out when Cudi's the one that started the whole damn thing.
So we
don't
say that Cudi don't have Drake's phone number or Drake.
Right.
That Cudi can't get to Drake in some way. You put it on Twitter.
Right.
You put it public.
Regardless if you said it before you went in or not. You said something at some point.
Right.
First.
And like we just said.
At the end of the day, that's what that's all
about. You put it on social media, dude. You put it public to the world at that point.
You can't be like, time out.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm in rehab. Time out.
Right.
I think beef should be really just be relegated to, you know, you're soft, you're a punk, whatever. Write them bars. I don't think it's cool to bring kids into it. I think that's kind of foul. I don't think it's cool to be threatening to kill anybody. I don't think it's cool to be threatening to rape anybody. But I'm sure as shit not gonna go on record not crying about those things and then crying because Drake said something about Cudi going into rehab. Do I think it's foul? Absolutely it's foul. Do I think it's low? Absolutely it's low. Do I think it's a sucker move? Absolutely, I think it's a sucker move. But at the same time, it's part of hip hop. This is what hip hop does. Yep. I'm not gonna be in 2016 trying to change the rules of hip hop for this. Cudi is a part of rap. Cudi came out and said something about another rapper, and in rap tradition, that rapper responded. So y'all miss me with this.
You should have done that. It's just Drake being mean.
Drake's a bully. Y'all calling Drake a bully. That's one thing he's never been called, a bully. Drake picking on people now?
He is picking on people.
How are you picking on somebody if the other person started it? That's like you slap B and then B
he's
said.
He's picking on him at his most frail moments.
But he started it.
He shouldn't open his mouth his most frail moment.
All right, man. I mean, you heard us. What do y'all think, man? Just leave your comments. Let us know what y'all think about this whole situation. Just on just Cudi respond. I mean, Drake responding to Cudi while he's in rehab. Not what?
No.
Responding to Cudi in general.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole
that's thing.
Because you know what? We're gonna get a whole bunch of man. I think this beef is weak. I think this beef is whack.
It is.
I mean, it
okay,
is.
Yeah, we know that part. Give us more than that.
But do you think it's fair that Drake is getting attacked for this after Cudi started it?
Okay, that's fine.
That's the question. You
that's fine. Ask. That's fine. Yeah, that.
Do you think Drake is a bully like Ken said?
Right.
Bully. The Canadian bully.
A damn bully at all.
Yeah, just that. You're right. Something let us know.
Hitting people with a fucking.
Something else, Ken.